Disc 5.
"Here I am," says a voice. And there he was, at my shoulder, frowning in astonishment.
"I'm FitzHoward," says I. "You remember? No, not FitzHoward, blast it. Wait, though. Arnold. Oh, God, no. My mind was swimming. No, Comber. Lieutenant Comber." He took a pace back in bewilderment.
"Comber? The English officer? How in the world?"
"That slave girl," I gasped. "I rescued her from down south. The slave catchers chased us across river."
And praise be to Providence, I had the sense to hit the right note.
"Don't let them take her back. Save her, for God's sake."
I heard a gasp of pity, and one of the women, a little ugly battleship of a creature, bustles over to Cassie to take her hand.
But a runaway, sir."
The stout chap was all agog.
"My God! More scarecrows! What the devil is this?"
And my heart went down to my boots. Buck stood in the doorway, panting hard, his clothes sodden and mud-spattered, with his gun cradled and behind him his fellows. Grinning now, he pointed at Cassie.
"That's a runaway slave there, mister, and I'm a warranted slave catcher. That scoundrel at the stair there's the thieving skunk that stole her."
He took a pace forward.
"I'm gonna take 'em back where they belong."
For a moment, you could have heard a pin drop. Then Buck added defiantly,
"That's the law. I got the law on my side."
I felt Lincoln stiffen beside me. He moved forward beside the stout man, who I guessed was Judge Payne. I heard one of the ladies begin to sob gently. Then Lincoln says very quietly,
"There's a law against forcing an entry into a private house."
"Indeed there is," cries the judge. "Take yourself off, sir, this instant."
Buck glared at him.
"Ain't forcing nothing. I'm recapturing a slave, like I'm legally entitled. Anyone gets in my way is harboring runaways, and that's a crime. I know the law, mister, and I tell you, either you put them out of doors for us, or stand aside, because if they ain't coming out, we're coming in."
Judge Payne fell back at that, and the other people shrank away. But not the ugly little woman who had her arm round Cassie's shoulders.
"Don't you move another step," she cries. "Nathan, don't permit him. They don't touch a hair on this poor creature's head in this house. Stand back, you bully."
"But my dear," cries Payne in distress, "if what they say is true, we have no choice, I fear."
"Who says it's true? There now, child, be still. They shan't harm you."
"Look, missus."
Buck swaggered forward and stood foursquare with his pals at his back.
"You tend to what your old man says. We got the law behind us."
He glanced at Lincoln, who was right in his path.
"Step aside."
Lincoln didn't move, and his drawl was steady.
"On the subject of law," says he, "you say she's a runaway, and this man stole her.
We don't know the truth about that, though, do we? Perhaps they tell a different tale. I know a little law myself, friend. And I suggest, if you have a claim on these two persons, you should pursue it in the proper fashion, which is through an Ohio court. And I'd further advise you, as a legal man, not to prejudice your case by armed house breaking. If you have a just claim, go and enter it in the proper place." He paused. "Good night, sir."